You're listening to BBC London 94.9 Breakfast.
London's news.
London stories.
Scotland Yard is considering whether to launch a criminal inquiry into the former mayor of Tower Hamlets, Lutfi Rahman, after he was found guilty of electoral fraud and removed from office. And earlier we spoke to the leader of the Conservatives in the borough, Peter Golds.
The police must start taking notice of allegations of electoral fraud in this borough. For years they've ignored it. They've refused to answer letters. They've done nothing. And they have been assisted in this by the Electoral Commission, who have turned their back on every allegation that's ever been made in the past.
Well, Labour's leader in Tower Hamlets, Rachel Saunders, says residents are keen to move forward and elect a new mayor.
People in the borough have tried to fight injustice where they saw it, and I understand why they felt they needed to do that. I also think that when they have seen a High Court judge validate, you know, long-standing concerns about corruption and bribery, people across the borough will say, actually, this isn't right. We're ambitious for ourselves and for the future of our borough, and we want to move on from this form of politics.
Mark Baines, the editor of the online publication Love Wapping, has been following the developments. Good morning to you. Both people there saying, you know, the point is that it's not as though this was a new allegation, is it? It's just that this time, actually, four normal members of the public decided to challenge it.
Exactly. This has been going on for years and has been, for some reason, ignored by central government. Maybe they thought that Tower Hamlets was a bit of a basket case. But just because something's funny doesn't mean it's not dangerous.
But it's not just, it's the Electoral Commission didn't do anything about it. The police didn't do anything. In fact, some of the people actually said that they felt that they were being investigated by the police when they actually suggested this was happening.
Well, I disagree with that from my own experience, but certainly the Electoral Commission is not fit for purpose. There's no way. They're toothless. My dealings with the Metropolitan Police in the borough regarding the allegations and the formal complaints that I've made have been fine. But now the spotlight is on the police. They need to be knocking on doors in Tower Hamlets and, if the evidence is there, making arrests.
Do you get the insight? You followed the story for a year and a half, as you've said. Do you get the feeling that maybe it was because of race relations? You know, it's boldly stated that Lutfi Rahman did play the race card. Do you think that is why various people have been unwilling to address it?
I think that is their default excuse. You're picking on the mayor and his cronies because he's a Muslim and he's Bangladeshi. That is not the case. The mayor has been picked on because he's a crook, as is Adebol Chowdhury, who is the real power behind the throne.
Who was also accused of being corrupt in the
High Court. And now to talk about race relations, yes, there is an impact. Any damage to race relations in London, that is to be laid fairly and squarely at the door of ex-mayor Rahman.
Were you surprised by the judgment?
Not at all.
No, you thought that was going to happen.
Yes.
Were you surprised that it took four members of the public who actually put their houses on the line, didn't they? Because they could have been left with court costs, huge court costs, which Lutfi Rahman is being told he's got to pay costs of, I think, £250,000.
Yes,
and not allowed to vote for 5 years.
Yes, but apparently the real costs is nearer £1 million. And as the Electoral Commissioner, Mr. Morey, stated yesterday, it's wrong that four private citizens have to do this. Well, sorry, but where's central government? Where's the law? We saw yesterday British justice being seen to be done, which is fantastic. But it was only because of those four private individuals, not because of central, local government or anybody else.
So currently Tower Hamlets doesn't have a mayor. Who actually runs Tower Hamlets until the next mayor is elected?
Well, that's a good question. My view is that democracy in Tower Hamlets has been suspended for several years while the Rahman administration has been in power. So now maybe it's the commissioners, but a contact of mine I was talking to a couple of days ago, who knows the inside story on this, is of the firm belief that both Rahman and Chowdhury will just continue running their shadow organisation, for want of a better term, because being in office or not being in office doesn't make that much difference to them now. They've got a huge power base, which infests every part of Tower Hamlets.
So and what would you like to see happen then?
First, there needs to be, if the police have got evidence of criminal acts, which they must have by now, they need to make arrests and due process of the law follow. Central government should take full and complete direct control of Tower Hamlets.
But, sorry, when you say full and direct control of Tower Hamlets, but in what way?
At the moment, there's just two commissioners in there. So they've got control of the grants process, which is obviously key, because but to fully take it under control. But then, that's only the start. Then what they need to do is systematically work through the Tower Hamlets Council and all associated agencies and root out every one of Rahman's supporters who are in positions of power.
And well, even if they haven't done anything wrong?
Well, then we come back to the, well, what is the done anything wrong thing? Because it's taken us this long to get a mayor to justice.
But you really feel that there is a danger of, even though he's been stripped of the title mayor, that it's business as usual, he carries on as he was before?
Yeah, his power base is there, his organisation is there, his system is there, and I guarantee you that will be operating today as it was yesterday and the day before and for the last few years.
Mark Baines, thank you very much. Mark Baines there, the editor of the online publication Love Whopping, who has been following those developments for some time.
It's 8:15.